Kutta Sikha is Chelek Tezvav, Parsha Noach, Sikha Aleph. When he gave them Zvamba Sagidoyrit and Binyan Atele Duch Noach, in regards to the time that it took, the duration of time that it took for Noach to build the Teva, state the Medrash tells us, as Meyev Esrim Shana Hoye Mishtadalboy, it took him 120 years to do it. And as they bring the Rav Rashi, Virush Olotayr, and Rashi also quotes this in his commentary on the Torah. Davon verstehen, we have to understand, wie kommt es, als Noach hat sich als so viel Zeit versammt mit bei der Teva und nicht mit keinem gewendet zu wie Hashem? Why is it that Noach took so much time, delayed so much to build the Teva, and he didn't fulfill the command of Hashem, Aseluch HaTeva, Satsi Gefer, who told him to make a Teva, and it took him on, he delayed it so much, and Hashem told him to do it, why didn't he do it bezrizus, to do it quickly? Especially that it involved the saving and therefore the continuation of the whole world. So why was he delaying for so long? When Rashi Bavaran Tisnishan, Rashi doesn't comment on this at all. Afil Nishberem is not even to allude to it somehow. We can't say as in them prat is there and hagef Noach given nishki the boy, that one could say that yeah, this was one of the things in which Noach was not exemplary. So we can't say that the bal that the pasuk is made ish tzaddik tomim hoya, because the pasuk says that he was a tzaddik and perfect and so on. Afilu the day as is nor b'derais. I mean, even according to the opinion that he was a tzaddik only in comparison to his generation. Is the chabav negeya them binyan ateva in the pasuk is the pasuk mesayim on madgish? So when it comes to the actual building of the teva, what does the pasuk say? At the conclusion, it says vayas noyach. Noyach did kechayil asher tziva ha'isei elokim keinasa. Everything that Hashem told him to do, he did. Is fashtanik as dem tziva hater ois gefolg b'shleimus. So we have this. From this, we see that in this command, he fulfilled Hashem's command completely in its perfection, in all the pratim, in every detail. So therefore, why did he delay? Euch kemen ich sagen, also we can't answer, as wie bald der Eivishtat schon gesagt, as er wird meirig sein, kofcho schon, tome will die Anshe, der Mabel Tshuvaton. Perhaps you could say that Hashem, since Hashem had said that he's going to delay the bringing on of the Mabel for 120 years, in case the people will do tshuva. The river at Noach nish gedafte ayun zu ovbein the teva. Therefore, Noach did not have to rush to build the teva. Not zich the vile eisig even im ayir zayin bnei doyer the tshuva. So he was busy. In the meantime, he was taking time to encourage people to do tshuva. Lefrat as when they wollten chesav yitshuva given bolt zayin ke mabul nish gekumen. Especially that if they would have done tshuva, there would be no mabul at all. Und es wollte Bechlanus nicht to give in the Teva, so there would be no need for the Teva. So therefore he spent time on that rather than rushing to do the Teva. So we can say that, vile, because we bald. Number one, we bald as beim Tziva Yaselecha, is nicht given, gesorg geworden kein Zman, wenn the Teva soll fertig werden. Since when Hashem told him to make the Teva, he didn't give him a time by when it should be finished. Is verstandig, as er hat es gedacht und was früher. So we have to understand that he had to do it. He should have been doing it as soon as possible. Und wie bald das neue Chadem Tzivoi mekaim gewen beschleimes kanal. And since, as we know from the Pasuk, Noach fulfilled the command to build the Teva in its perfection, is nish mistaber, so therefore it doesn't make any sense, as er hat abgelegt dem kiyum Tzivoi von Aseilecha, that he delayed the mitzvah that Hashem told him to make the teva, afilu tzlib ma'ir zayn duch dem demnei doyer l'tshuva, even if it meant to delay it for the purpose of getting the people to do tshuva. But since Hashem gave him that direct command, he should have done that first and foremost. Number two, another reason we can't say that, the mit kemen nor mazbezayn, vavos ne'echot volt gekent opleg nebin teva bis non zum seif nekuf chav shana. This can explain why Noach could have delayed the building of the Teva till close before the 120 years. When the Vayla Zechab Gebem Erzayn Anshe Deir L'Tshuva, in the meantime, to be busy with trying to get them to do Tshuva. Es bleibt aber nicht verstandig, But it still leaves the question, Vavos hat Neuch gedacht sich Eisig sein in Binyan HaPeh with dem ganzen Meshelsman von Chuf Shana. Why was Noach involved in the building of the Teva for the entire 120 years? If you want to say that he delayed, he should have, if you want to answer that the delay was justified, so he should have spent, I don't know, 50 years, 70 years trying to get them to do tshuva, and then spend 50 years building the Teva. But why be busy for 120 years building a Teva and in the meantime doing tshuva and so on? Why not? Why does it take so long? Why is it a 120-year project? Beis. The beer in them, the pashtas is, so the explanation simply is, l'chayre, because it would seem the Rashi alein is mefarish, while derech zeh medesh, as Rashi himself explains it, and it's also brought in the medesh, at the tam was the ebeshat ongezok neuchen, as l'boyen ha-teva, that the reason Hashem told Noach to make the teva, chodshaz, harba revra v'atzolu l'fonov, there are so many different ways in which Hashem could have saved him without a boat. Why did he have to cause him, give him all this, the toil and hard work of building a teva? So what's the reason that he did? So that the people of the generation would see him busy building a teva for 120 years. So they would ask him, what are you doing here? What are you making it for? For Eimelim, so he says to them, he would say, Hashem is going to bring a flood, and hopefully they'll do tshuva. Kumtoi, so it comes out from this, as the bina teva is meirazayin, meirazayim anshe deril tshuva zayin in nishken tzveva zunder inyonim. So it comes out that the building of the teva and trying to get the people to do tshuva are not two separate, independent things. Nor says hainu hach, they're actually one and the same. The building of the teva is the method by which he would try to introduce them to the idea of the mabul. The etzim pu'ulas habinyan from the teva is given a mitul to meirazayin zeh l'tshuva. That was the way, the building of the teva was the way in which he could get their attention in order to get them to do tshuva. V'bal das dos given the tam from the tzivi aseh lecha teva, and since that was the reason why Hashem told him to make the teva, is verstandig, as das, was Noach hat sich versammt mit dem Binyan HaTeva. So now we understand that the reason that it took so much time, that he allowed it to take so much time to building the Teva, is nicht keinen Hoge von Hepech HaZrizos. It's not that he was delaying or not lazy, but that he wasn't doing it quickly enough and with enough energy in the fulfillment of Hashem's command. Now, dafke dos is der emes ha'eifim from kiyumat tzivui, but that this is the proper way to fulfill this particular mitzvah. V'baldas d'matoru from asiyas ha'tevis v'chdei sh'iru ulei yeshuvu, because the whole purpose of the building of the teva is so that they will see him and they may be tshuva, doing tshuva. So therefore, the longer it's around and the longer he works on it, the more opportunity it is for people to see it and to do tshuva. As is of a fortnish glatik, however, it still remains, the question still remains, if some oiras I'm b'nei anshe deire de shayla v'tmiya, in order to encourage, to elicit that question, malach hazois, what are you doing it for? Hatanish gedaft mairach zayn in the maisa abinyin, he didn't have to take time in the building of the teva, on oich an because even if they see a parked teva, a massive teva parked in his driveway, they would also be asking, you know, what is this teva about? Is hadar kushel leduchta? So the question comes back. Why did Noach had to stretch out the fulfillment of the mitzvah to do the teva? If a meshch von kaf chuf shana, that it had to take him 120 years, hepech betachos von zrizus, which is the exact opposite of being on top of it. Be'esarad yikent mekayim zayin dem tzivi Hashem and boyin the teva bezrizus gedayla. What he could have done was build the teva quickly as possible. On durch dem der oiv geboy the teva, and it would be afterwards with the fully built teva ma'ir zayin bam deramabul the tmiya ma'zay slacha. and they would be asking about the final product of the teva. So therefore, he would have done the mitzvah quickly, as he should have, and then the opportunity for encouraging people is still there. Muzman zon. Therefore, we have to say, as the inyan from aseiluch teva gufa month as zol gedoyin kuf chuf shana. So therefore, we have to say that for some reason, the building of the teva has to take 120 years. And as we see from the Lashon of the Medrash, asking why did he make him go through the trouble of building it, and the answer is so the answer is that the people should see him doing it for 120 years, and asking him. As so we see from this, as the Eibishter that the job entails 120 years of building. In order that the people should see Fregmun Seirivern, to ask him, and therefore perhaps do tshuva. And it's not that he decided to stretch it out for 120 years so that they should ask. It was l'chatchila, the way that Hashem designed it, that it should take 120 years, and they should see it, and that should encourage them to do tshuva. Gimel. Is the bir v'zeh? So the question, of course, it remains, why did it take 120 years? So the answer is, but pashtus, also simply, asei l'cha, make for yourself, is the taich. What does that mean? B'pshut shel mikra, in the simple meaning of the words, du zolstan. You should build the teva. Und wie der Abravanel sagt, as the Abravanel in fact says, a selecha, make for yourself, kloimar, what it means is, shenoich ba'atzma yasa teva, that Noach himself should be building the teva, v'le yitzav la seisa l'achedim, and he shouldn't hire others to do it. The tzivi is given, the mitzvah that Hashem gave him is, as Noach alein zol bayin the teva, Noach himself should build the teva, even more like the Ragat Shover, according to the way the Ragat Shover explains it, is Mazbir al Delcha Alocha, as Dorad Fu the Tzibi is Beloshin Asay, that where the mitzvah is, Asay, it says Asay, do, make, Bashtay the mitzvah in the Pu'ulus Asiya Gufa. When it says Asay, then the mitzvah is about the act of doing it. That's what the mitzvah is. The same conversely by an aveira, as dard vu de onzog of an isur state beloshen asiya, that where the prohibition is written in a also in the term of asiya of doing, is when over duch der asiya bepeil mamish, you're over, you transgress it when you do it, when you actually do it. Aber if dem was vert oivgeton durch agram is nishtok en chiyuv, but a person that only causes it to happen, but he himself did not do it, so then he wouldn't be chayiv for violating that sin. So therefore, based on this, in our case, in regards to the making of the teva, since by the mitzvah of the teva it says make for yourself, as the mitzvah is the asiyah gufa, that the mitzvah that Hashem gave him was to actually build the teva. Therefore, the mitzvah to him was to asay, which means he is obligated to make it, not to hire somebody else to make it. And therefore, in halachic terms, he wouldn't be able to hire somebody to do it. Varum Because even according to the opinion, even if you should say that even those mitzvahs which it says do something, you could still hire a shliach, appoint a shliach to do it on your behalf. And as we know that when somebody appoints an agent, a shliach, to do something, the act is attributed to the one who appointed the agent, when you appoint an agent to do a mitzvah. And therefore, even though it says asay, hiring a shliach would still be, appointing a shliach would still be attributed to the one who hired the shliach, and therefore perhaps Noach could have hired someone to do it, appointed a shliach. So that wouldn't work in the case of Noach. Why? In the case of Noach, he was not able to make a shliach. Because we know, according to Halacha, there is no term of shlichus, of appointing an agent that should stand in your stead and that his act should be attributed to you, doesn't apply to a non-Jew. But if nanala shluchos shalom kameisa, in a way that it should be shluchos shalom kameisa, the shliach is like the person himself doing it. This is something that is unique to the Jewish people. Kein tarimug atem, gam atem. That means that we learn it from a pasuk in which it only is attributed to Jewish people, and you can't appoint a goy to be a shliach. So therefore, Noach, being a ben Noach, is not able to make a shliach on his behalf. B'meila is kechidush nish, and therefore, based on this, that Noach had to be the one to do the entire thing. It's no wonder. That even though Noach did apply himself and he did it as quickly as possible, it still took him 120 years. In fact, maybe to the contrary, to in the Einar Alein, having to build the entire Teva all on his own, is garavunda was the gar grace boy arbit, that this major construction job. Maybe the question should be, how did he get it done all in 120 years, all on his own, such a major project? That could be the question. Dalit. Beim Rogatschowa gefinden beniden dans feisvores. The Rogatschowa has a discussion about this matter. He has two approaches, two ways that you can look at it. Tzibayasiyas ateves de mitzvah givendi p'ulas abinyim, whether in regards to the building of the Teva, was it the building of the Teva which was the mitzvah? Or the mitzvah was that there should be a Teva. Hashem told him to bring about, make sure that a Teva happens, not make sure you make a Teva. As it's all saying, that there should be a built Teva. And therefore we could say, according to this, that those two approaches are dependent on what was the reason that Hashem wanted the Teva. Oydim HaTorah from the Teva is given nor the Atzolah from Mei HaBabel, if the purpose of the Teva was only to save Noach and his family from the Mabul, is that Paulus Abin the Teva Farzich Nishtok Kain Teuchen. Then the actual building of the Teva doesn't really have any purpose. It's not the issue, it's not the focus. When the ganze Zach is the mitzvah from the Teva. The purpose, of course, is to have a ready Teva, however you come to it. Aber oyme soll sagen, as the Hesaskus in the Bina Teva is given, mit der Kavone Kadeshi Yeru. But if you say that the reason that Hashem told him to make a Teva was so that the people of the generation should see it, Mishayelim, and they should ask, Uli Yeshuva, maybe they'll do Tshuva, is the Binin Gufa Mitzvah. Then the building is the Mitzvah. While does bring to tshuva, because that is what could lead them to tshuva. Al pizeh kem emazve zayin, so based on this we can explain, ados is kavanas Rashi mitzayin pirush pirush, that this is what Rashi is trying to say in his commentary, harbe revach vatzol lefana, when he says there's many ways Hashem could have saved him, and then he goes on to say, v'loma yitrichei v'binyan zeh, why did he cause him all this trouble to make build the tebe kadei shiru, no, they should see him. So that's what Rashi says. Mit nariches haloshim v'lom yitricha bebina zeh. Why does Rashi go into this whole long explanation? Why did Hashem make him go through the trouble? Is Rashi oisin semevayrza? And the reason he says this is because he wants to explain. As the kashe is nishnor favos ha'de'evishter oizgi klibim dafke dem oifim fanatzola. It's not only to explain why Hashem chose the teva as to be the method by which to save him. And not some other way that he could have saved him. While in the Pterach Hafshat is does nish ken grace akasha, because in reading the simple reading of the psukim, that's not really a big question. In Derech HaTeva is a teva the mitl to nitzel them from the mabul mayim. In the Pshutus Lomikah, the natural way to be saved from a flood is a boat. That is the way. Because the fire bring taka nish Rashi the loshna medrash. And that's why Rashi Taka doesn't say what the Medrash says Could not Hashem not have saved them through his faith or through his speech, or to bring him up into the heaven? That's what the Medrash says, but Rashi doesn't say that. Nor beiker v'lama hitricha bebinyan hazeh. Rashi only says, why did he make him do the hard work of building the teva? What he means to say, Rashi doesn't have a question, why was the boat the method to save him? As we see that Rashi doesn't say, why didn't he bring him up to the heaven? That's not Pshudushal Mikra, to bring him into the heaven. Pshudushal Mikra is, you have a flood, you need a boat. The question is only, why did Hashem make him be the one to build the entire teva? That's the question. Does haste, in other words, was is the kavana in them, was the binyan guf is a mitzvah. Why did Hashem make the building itself, that noyach is the one that has to do the building, why did he make that into the mitzvah? And was the far of noyach alein zur gedaf nusas exam in them, and that therefore noyach had to be the one to do it all himself. Why didn't he just tell him to get a boat? If them emphat Rashi, so to this Rashi answers, k'day shiru, that the reason was in order that they should see him. As the tirchin and binyan is to live ma'iras and the tshuva, that the reason that he made him do it was so that in order that people should see and do tshuva, b'meilu is woman follows the mitzvah b'shteit in the metzim in the teva. Therefore we understand why Hashem made the building of the teva an integral part of the solution, the teva building. Hey, however, we still have to understand. Rashi bepirushi al teira is doch mefarish pshudushal mikra. Rashi comes to explain the simple meaning of the pasuk. Vos is the hechrech al derech pshat as a seiluch teva meint hitrichei. What? How do we know from the simple reading of the psukim that when Hashem told Noach to make the teva, that he meant for him to do it himself? As Noach daf alein boy in the teva, that Noach himself has to build it. Befrat as es shver zu sich vorstellen, wie kann ein Mensch oi bei einer Teva von Sholosh Meyes Amma, especially that it's hard to imagine that one person should be able to build a Teva that is 300 amas wide and so on. It's a huge boat, and how could one person do the whole thing? So why does Rashi take it as a simple pshat that Noach himself had to do the whole thing? And it doesn't really lend itself to say that the reason why Rashi knows that Hashem told him to do it himself is because the words in the pasuk are asei lecha. In other words, that you should do it. No, that can't be, because this kind of language is used in a number of places or similar language. And it doesn't mean necessarily you do it. It means make for yourself. It's being done for you on your behalf. Or sometimes means it should belong to you. You have to pay for it. There are many meanings to the word lacha, which are not always that you have to do it yourself. So therefore, why does he choose over here that it has to be Noach himself that should do it? So therefore we could say, as Rashi's hechech is from Seder Hemshchak, so that Rashi's proof is from the order of the psukim as they are written in the Torah. The tzivui of Hasiyas HaTeva state in Pasuk gleich nochen sipra pa'ulois ha'pa'ula u'menegelu deramabu keitz kol basa bolafonai. It comes in the pasuk right after the Torah describes that about the Deira Mabel, that they were an evil people, and Hashem said, "Kates kol basar, I've had enough of these people, and I'm going to destroy them, I'm going to destroy the whole world." But still, far dem pasuk v'ani hinini mevias amabu mayim v'goymer. But at the building of the teva comes before Hashem says, "I am going to bring a flood." He didn't yet say how he's going to destroy the world. He said he's going to destroy it. Make yourself a teva, and I will bring a flood. Whereas Mefaret in Vosfar Anoifen, that's what Zayin. In other words, after the building of the Teva, does Hashem get to how he's going to destroy the world? The Fun learned Rashi, so from this Rashi derives as der tzivoy aseluch ha-teva is nish nor tzalib de metzias ha-teva der nifo. From this Rashi takes that the making of the Teva is not only because there's going to be a flood, therefore you need a Teva, because the Teva is written before that we get to the flood. So in other words, it's not that a Teva is needed, it's not that he needs to have a Teva in order to save himself from the flood, nor as the pu'ula that etzem ma'isa habaniya is oicha mitzvah binyan v'ne'atzma yisrael l'dara mabu. But since the telling Noach to make a Teva comes even before telling him that there's going to be a flood, so obviously the making of the Teva is not only that there should be a boat to save him from the flood, which he doesn't know about yet, it's all about making the Teva itself, and that this might save the people from being destroyed. And only later does he get to, and the way that I'm going to destroy it is through a flood. So from the fact that Hashem commands him to make the Teva even before he tells him that there's going to be a flood, means that the Teva, the building of the Teva itself, has a purpose. It's not just, I need you to get a hold of a boat so that you can be safe from the Mabul. So that's how Rashi knows that Aseilecha means that Noach is the one that has to do it, because the building itself is an important part of the Teva. Vav. Shengiret Kamapah, I mean, we spoke already a number of times, as the Derech von Pirush Rashi ala Teira is nisht in ganzem Punkt wie der Derech Pirush ala Shas, that Rashi's commentary on the Teira is not always the same as his commentary on Shas. It's a different approach. Chod Shazim Beide is in Yonu Lefarish al Pipshutei. Even though in Shas also the purpose is to explain the simple meaning of what the Gemara is saying, is of anish gleich pshuta from Shas lima l'derech halacha, but there's no comparison. It's not always the same. The reading of the simple reading of the Shas, which is halacha, is not similar to pshuta shel mikra, to the simple reading of the psukim, which are not according to halacha necessarily lima pshat ksuvim. And over there, it more has to fit with the simple meaning of the psukim. Zeinat seba zunder efana limud. In other words, Rashi's commentary in Shas and his commentary on the Torah are two different approaches. The Rebbe kemen nishfregen astira from Pirush Rashi al Torah v'Rashi al Shas, and that's why one cannot ask, find a contradiction between the way Rashi explains something in Shas and the way he explains something in the Chumash, because they're not contradictory to each other. They're trying to understand different things. Und das ist euch mutgisch bei Inyanenu, and this can be understood from our matter as well. In the Sechta Sukkah Zot Rashi says in the Sechta Sukkah as Shem had geboid the Teva zusammen mit Noachem. Over there he says that Shem helped Noach build the Teva. Und der Rogatschover is von dem Pirush Rashi medayig dem Hechrech. So the Rogatschover from that Rashi he brings out that ha mitzvah hava ha metzias lo yabinyin, that we see that the mitzvah was that there should be a Teva, not the building of the Teva. Because if it would have been about building the Teva, then Shem couldn't have helped, as we know that Noach would have had to do the whole thing. But since Shem did help, so therefore we must say that it was more about having a Teva than about building a Teva, which is Fakerd v'yaskum tois from Pirush v'yishderashi ala Teira, which is of course the opposite, contrary to what Rashi seems to be saying in our Parsha, where he says that it was about asay lecha that Noach had to do it on his own. So we find a contradiction between Rashi over there and Rashi over here. The beer and them, and the explanation is loit pshuta shem mikra iznu shtokein remes v'loshen aksuvim Hashem hotim geholfen. In the simple reading of the psukim, we don't see any indication that Shem helped to build the Teva. Adarabe. To the contrary, from them, the pasuk is misayim v'yasner cholosh tzivos elokim kein asa. From the fact that the pasuk concludes that story of the building of the Teva with, and Noach did everything that Hashem told him, that's what he did, is mashmas v'rashi len v'pirush el ha'teira. From there, it seems as Rashi seems to be saying in the pshat in the pasuk, as noyach aleinot gebay the teva, that it was noyach himself who did it. Und das ist euch massen mit der Maschmoz von Hemshach HaKsuvim al-Asar. And this also seems to fit with what comes out from the Psukim, from the later Psukim, von der Akdomas HaTziva HaSeluch HaTevas Goymer, is Mochach HaDemitzvah is the Pa'ula. From the fact that Hashem says, as we mentioned before, make for yourself the Teva, it seems that the making itself is the mitzvah. As we said in Sifei, und der Ribe gefind men euch in Medrash Teira, and that's why we find Taka in the Medrashim as the Isaskus in Binyan Teira is given Kedei Leiru L'Tshuva, and that's why they all, many of the Medrashim bring that the purpose of it was to encourage the people to do Tshuva. In other words, the building itself was the purpose. V'meila as the Etzma Binyan is the mitzvah, as I said, that the building itself is the mitzvah. Masha'en kim bepirush el ha-shas, whereas when it comes to the shas, nem trashi. Nemtan Rashi is kumtois mitzad shidus ha-gemara halacha in Shas. So there Rashi accepts, as it seems to come out from the, what the Gemara says, as number one, vert nor gezokt ha-shehoye noyach ha-tzadik meichich ba'em ba'em le-masu tshuva. Over there he only brings out that Noyach was the one that was telling them and rebuking them and reminding them to do tshuva. Nishva binding them inyan and the Gemara doesn't connect his rebuking the people with the building of the Teva. It just says that he was telling them to do tshuva. In other words, that it's not necessarily related to the building itself. And even from what the Gemara continues, they said to him, old man, what is this teva for? Omalem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so he said, Hashem is going to bring a marble. Is mashma, as a yeshayla is given, from teva zu, metzias ha-teva. The question seems to have been posed about the finished product of the teva, not why are you building it, but what is this teva about? So in other words, it doesn't have to be related to the building itself of the teva, just to the fact that the teva was there. Number two is verting imorin nish demon as the asiyas ha-teva gednuven kuf chav shana. The Gemara doesn't relate that it took 120 years to build the teva. So therefore, from the Gemara's perspective, we don't see that the teva itself was the object of the project. The building itself was the object of the project. He was giving them, reminding them to do tshuva unrelated to the building of the teva, and even when they said what's this teva about, it doesn't mean why are you building the teva, it's the finished product that caused the question. Well, from them is Rashi Zeichacha, and from this Rashi in the Gemara knows as Loit Shita Sashas, that according to the way the Shas sees it, has been in a teva given Nortzuli Batzola, that the building of the teva, the purpose of the teva was only to have a boat und in order to save them, und der inyan von meiras ein anshe der amabel zu tshuva, and the idea of bringing them to tshuva is an inyan v'nei atzmei, is unrelated to the building of the teva. Nish v'abunem et asiyas ha-teva. Das heißt, the mitzvah is the metzias ha-teva. In other words, the mitzvah that Hashem told Noach was make yourself a teva, get yourself a teva. The nifal, there has to be a boat. Uvameila nish given kechiyav as Noach alein zloboyin the teva. Therefore, there was no reason that Noach had to do the building of the teva himself. And therefore he could have built it together with somebody else, and so on, like Shem or someone else. So in other words, there is a divergent understanding of what the purpose of the teva was, as it's understood in the simple reading of the psukim. Over there it was that the building itself was the object, and in the shas, over there it's understood that it was more about having a teva rather than building a teva. Zayin, Oid Yishleimar, another thing we could say, Oich Rashi B'Pirusha Al-Shas, Halt as the mitzvah is the binyan ha-teva. We could even say that even in shas, Rashi also holds that the building itself was the purpose. Unish nor the mitzvah ha-teva, not only having a teva. Nor a halt k'das ha-poskim, as ha-benoyach ken ver na-shliach for ha-benoyach k'moisei. But perhaps Rashi holds that although it's true that a shliach, a ben noyach, cannot become a shliach for a yid, but can a ben noyach become a shliach for another ben noyach? For that, Rashi might hold that that is possible. Was the Rebbe ken the shtatfus from Shem and being a teva from the rechen veren the punkt the noyach alein vol the teva geboit. So therefore, when noyach appointed Shem as a shliach to make the teva, since they were both ben noyach, he is able to appoint Shem, and Shem acts on behalf of noyach, and whatever Shem does, it's attributed to noyach himself. Since Shem did it as a mission from Noach, as an agent of Noach. Whereas when it in his explanation in Shas, in Torah, sorry, Nem Rashi on like Pshutus Lomikra, Rashi accepts at least on the simple understanding as B'Shas Sizdat Tzivi of Einim as Alton Apu'ula, when Hashem tells someone to do a certain thing. He cannot fulfill that mitzvah by appointing someone else to do it. Therefore, in the Chumash, he goes with that approach that you can't appoint someone else to do it, you have to do it yourself. Whereas in the Shas, he may go with the idea that for a ben noyach can appoint a shliach, another ben noyach, to do it on his behalf. And that explains why in Chumash he says that Noach had to do it all himself, whereas in the Shas he explains that Noach, that Shem helped along. Ches, Shengeret Filmo, it was already discussed many times, as Allah Perushim Eif Ein Posuk, Habma Shaiches Sushin Zich, that all commentaries, all explanations about the same Posuk are connected to each other, even though they're different explanations. But they're all connected. The same is true in our case. In regards to the question of what does lacha mean, Zogda Ragochover, lacha mishalcha. Ragochover says lacha means it has to be yours, meaning to say, as Noach had gemuz boyin the teva from zayne egen and achosim, that Noach was told to make the teva from his own expense. Daf mezognus, so we have to say, as der pirush nasei lacha, that this explanation of Asei Lecha, that it has to belong to him, is Fabunim Itin Pirush, and now is also connected to the earlier explanation of what Lecha means, Azarat HaLengid Afton, that he had to do the work himself. Well, Der Etzem HaBinyan HaTev is the mitzvah, because the building itself is the mitzvah. But, and so what's the connection between that it has to belong to him, and that he has to do it himself? Ve'emendos Fashtein Bahagdin will explain this by understanding first, by the teva gefind men euch basuke. That similar language that is said about the table, we also find in regards to the building of a sukkah. Was debating yonim hab mashaychet zwischen sich. In fact, the teva and the sukkah are also related to each other. Chassidus is mevayer that Chassidus explains a sukkah is vedugumus tevas noyach. That the sukkah is similar to the teva of noyach. Valbeda is in Yonim Shalom because both of them express the idea of peace. In Tevas Noach and Gemen Alamin Chayt Suzaman, in Noach's Teva, all kinds of animals which don't usually live in peace with each other live together. And from that Zegen Hadad Geher Shamatzav in Shalom, still there was a peaceful coexistence that happened in the Teva. Ame'ein fun la'yirev la'yishchisu, similar to what will happen when Mashiach comes, that they will no longer harm each other, they will no longer destroy each other. So there was a similarity to that in the Noach's Teva as well. Now derech zeh is sukkah in Yonah Shalom, and in a similar way, sukkah also brings out the idea of peace. U'preis aleinu sukkah shlamecha, as the pasuk says, spread over us the sukkah of your peace. Bees as Chazal zogen, and even more than what the pasuk says, Chazal say, as kol Yisrael reuyim leishav sukkah achas, that all Jews are fit to sit in the same sukkah, meaning to say that the sukkah is able to contain, to bring together every single Jew into one entity. Great peace. So what do we find by sukkah? It says, Chag ha-sukkah ta'as alecha, a yom tov of sukkah you shall make for yourself. Zetman, so we see as the Yonim HaNa'ol by the Teva, that these two ideas by the Teva, as the etzem binyan hateva is a mitzvah, that the building itself is a mitzvah. And number two, as zdav zayin asei lecha mishalcha, that it has to be yours, has to belong to you. And number three, unas diteva, the nifel is given slivat sola, that the purpose of the teva was in order to save Noach and his family. So they have these three elements. Is the gmasa meishda basukkah? We have find a similar situation also by sukkah. Number one, etzem asiyah sukkah is a mitzvah. The building itself of a sukkah is a mitzvah. Bizas later Yishalmi, so much so that according to Yishalmi, darf men deroif machna brocha lasis sukkah. There is even the Yishalmi says that one has to make a brocha when he builds the sukkah. The asher kedushanu lasis sukkah, to make a sukkah. So we see that the making of the sukkah is itself a mitzvah. Number two, the sukkah dav zayin l'chomisholcha. The sukkah has to belong to you. And number three, the mechubim for yeshiva sukkah is l'man yedu derisechem ki v'sukkah z'shafti is mei sobe tziyosim and it's mitzrayim. That the purpose, every yid when he sits in the sukkah has to know that the reason that we sit in the sukkah is to remind us because Hashem protected us in the sukkahs when he took us out of Mitzrayim, which is explained to mean heim hoyu anani akavetshi kifum. Those were the clouds that surrounded and enveloped the Jewish people that sailed for shade, leval yakabem sherev shemesh, so that the heat and the sun should not strike them. The dugma lozet sivon alas sukkas asu yisotzeil, and for this reason he also told us to make a sukkah which is for shade. So in other words, it has these same three elements, that the purpose of the sukkah is to protect us from the elements. Even though they have those three similarities, but we still find a difference between them. Number one, by the teva, dafke neyach alein gedav bo in the teva. By the teva, it was Neyach himself that had to build it. Mashenke basukah, whereas by sukkah vaschotch sees a mitzvah, even though it's true that it's a mitzvah to make it, ken oichat zveita bo in the sukkah farem. You're going to have somebody else build your sukkah for you. Number two, another difference, the teva muzayin l'chomisholcha, Neyach's teva. The teva had to be from the finances of Neyach himself. Mashenke besukkah in Adam is yoitz Adam yoitzi dechavos besukkah shulchan veivay a sukkah shulah for marehi kisholoi. By a sukkah, it doesn't have to actually belong to you. You can also use somebody else's sukkah if he allows you to use it. In other words, a borrowed sukkah can be used. It's as if it's yours if you borrow a sukkah. So that's the distinction between the teva, which had to belong to Noach, and the sukkah, which doesn't actually have to belong to you. It has to be, it could be borrowed as well. Tes. Yeshleima, the dos is verbunden mit der klodestig innen ha-avoide von Noach b'shachas zum Mabel. So one could say that this is connected to the general idea of what Noach had to do in regards to the Mabel. What was his avoide? Well, b'haktim, by first explaining, was the Zoyer is mevayir in Mechilukahan, the Zohar explains the difference between Noach's, the way he went about his Aveda, and the Tzadikim that came after him, how they went about their Aveda. As Noach did not pray on behalf of the people of his generation, he didn't ask Hashem's mercy for the people of the world. That's why the Mabel is called the waters of Noach. Noach was the only one that was saved from the Mabel. Why is it called the flood of Noach? The Bei Havet Luyin, the Zayir says, because it was really dependent on him. The Lo Yibor Rachme, it was all about him. The Lo Yibor Rachme Al Alma, because he did not pray on behalf of the people, and therefore it's his fault, so to speak. Mashenkin, the Tzadikim was Nochem. But the tzaddikim that came after him, they went to all lengths to try to save the people of their generation. As Moshe Rabbeinu said, if you don't spare the Jewish people, then wipe me out of your book. In other words, he was willing to give up his own life, his own existence, everything that he was, just to be able to save the Jewish people. So you could ask the question, the Chazal zogen doch. Our sages tell us, as Noach did rebuke his people. When he tried to get them to do tshuva, that he did care about the, what the situation was. He did care about them. If he did care about them and he did the work of trying to get them to do tshuva, so then why didn't he pray for them? Is the beer in them? And the explanation is that teichocha for Noach is given by ikin nishmat tzad zayin b'siris nefesh for answered there amabul. The reason that he rebuked them and he told them was not because he had mesiris nefesh for the, on their behalf. Nor b'chdeitzim ekayin zayin nitzivi Hashem. He did it because Hashem told him to do it, so he did it. But it wasn't that he cared so much about them. It was he was fulfilling Hashem's command, go tell them to do tshuva. Was the far state of Chassidus, which is why it says in Chassidus, as Noach leinosen atzmi al zeh asher teichachosei v'hayra oisav yifulu aleim leiterim l'tshuva, that Noach did not put everything into it to make sure that he would be successful, that his rebuking would be effective and bring them to tshuva. Because as we said, his work was done in order to fulfill the command of Hashem, that he was told to do, but it wasn't about them. Therefore he did not pray, at least not in the way that Moshe did with Mesiris Nefesh, on behalf of the people. But Moshe Rabbeinu, who deeply cared about the situation of the Jewish people, that their role was just as important as his role. What will happen to them was just as important as what happens to him. So he was completely dedicated to them. And he prayed until he got to the point where he said, if you don't listen to me, then just take me out of it altogether. In other words, if you're destroying them, destroy me with them. And that's also the difference between Noach's Teva and the Sukkah. Shekibul Moshe Mesinai Mesara. The Sukkah, of course, is a mitzvah which comes forth through Moshe. This idea that he did not pray for the people of his generation, Noach, was expressed actually in the way he built the Teva too. The Inyan Atzola Kipshute from Mei Hamabel, Binyan Teva, the protection that the Teva offered, the simple protection that it saved the people from the Mabel. Binyan Teva, in other words, that building the Teva for the purpose of the protection that it offered, is given. It was all only fit Noach and his family. In the end, the Teva only was able to contain Noach and his family, no other people. It couldn't fit anybody else. And for this reason, and that's why, that's the simple explanation of why it had to be done by him. It was done by him, and it belonged to him, because it was only about him. The whole thing was only focused on him. That's how it ended up. But when, after Matan Torah, when all the Eden became one entity, one community, especially after they went into Eretz Yisroel, when they became obligated for each other, everybody then became responsible for each other, which happened after they entered into Eretz Yisroel. They became one eternal entity, that every Jew, it's important to him, it's essential to him what happens to another Jew. By the mitzvahs, certainly then in regards to mitzvahs where the whole point of the mitzvah, or maybe not the whole point, but the idea of unity is expressed in that mitzvah, as we said about sukkah, the mitzvah sukkah. Das Inyone is Sholem, and that the Sukkah is the idea of peace, Kanal Sivches, ken euch die Meisa Mitzvah von der zweiten Iden verrechen werden, wie hat das getan. So therefore, since the idea of Sukkah is that all Jews are in one Sukkah, so therefore when one Yid does it, of course it can be considered as if the other Yid has a part of it. They're all one entity. Oicha Sukkah Shal Chaveri, as I get it from Shalei Mamish, that even somebody else's Sukkah is considered to be like yours, literally, even though it's only borrowed. And that is Yaitzi Dechavasa V'Bal Zei Zainim Keguf Echad, and therefore you can be Yaitzi with somebody else's Sukkah, because you're like all one entity, and therefore if it's his, it's yours.